Welcome everyone to the next installment of Hilchos Shnayim Ochuzin L'Maase, Hilchos Cheskas Metatilin, long introduction. We're in Kuf Lamed Daled, that's 134, Gematria Cold, or Gematria Clad, because A, the base is kind of cold, without everybody, but Baruch Hashem right now it's warming up, there's a lot of energy in the back, I hope you can hear me okay. Second of all, clad, because we, after knowing the siman, we'll be clad in the knowledge of one more siman. With that in mind, we saw earlier the rules, what happens when one guy comes and claims against another guy says, it's my thing, or I bought it from you, or it never happened. That whole long discussion. Now we're going to see what happens if you bring a craftsman into the picture. Because what we finished off last time was that when you have something that's normally lent or rented, then we do give more power of belief to the one who's claiming that it's his. Originally, Reuven, the machzik, our heir, the one who's coming to claim against the guy holding it. Why? Because Shkoyach Shimon, you're holding it. I understand that. But these things change hands all the time. They get lent. They get rented. That's not weird. And therefore, we believe Reuven more. So, that we're going to see here is how these halachas play out with the craftsmen. Because craftsmen are sort of a new category. Let's say, for example, we said ice skates are an example of things that are lent out and rented. Okay, but let's say a Parker pen is not something that's lent out and rented. But this guy happens to be a Parker pen repairman. And therefore, it's really not weird that people are giving him a bunch of Parker pens and they're sitting in his house. I can't use that as a proof that it's really his Parker pen. After all, it's very likely he got it from Reuven as a loan or a rental. But in this case, none of those, because that's not what happens with Parker pens. However, Reuven gave it to him to fix. So let's see that in If Aleph, Kuflam and Dalet Aleph, 134:1, here we go. 134.1, Uman Bedavar Shehu Uman. The Uman, the craftsman, by the way, you can imagine that our Hasidus on this is going to be amazing. The craftsman, it's something that he's a craftsman for, Enol Chazaka. He does not have any Chazaka. He has no strong power and claim, Bekelem Shetachas Yado, on the things that he's holding on to. Meaning Parker Pen salesman, whose name happens to be Peter Parker. He is a Parker Pen repairman. And look, he has 100 Parker Pens in his basement. Is that, oh, wow, look, they belong to him? No, not at all. After all, this is something he often repairs. Echad kelem ha'usuyim ha'shil ha'skir, whether it's something that we normally lend or rent out, such as ice skates, ve'echad shar kelem, or even any other thing, it doesn't matter. Either way, we say, as long as the thing he fixes, we understand why Reuven would have given it to him, and Reuven should get it back. Ketzad, let's spell this out practically. Ra'ah kelov biyada uma. Let's say Reuven sees his Parker pen, and it's in the hand of this guy, who just so happens to live in Uman. But it's in the craftsman's shop. Behevi edim shehem yodim shekelim shalo. And then he brings witnesses, and these witnesses know that this pen actually does belong to Reuven. So now, Huto in Va'omer, Reuven tainas and says, listen, man, I gave it to you to fix. I gave you my Parker pen to fix it. Va'uman omer lo, and Peter Parker tells him, no, lo baliadi ela b'machira omatana. Either A, you sold it to me or gave it to me, or B, osha ta'an or a taina, taina means to claim. Atana satali, you gave it to me, or atamachartali, you sold it to me. Achar shebaliadi otakna. It's true, Peter Parker says. You gave me the pen, but still, to fix, but then you decided to just sell it to me. So now we say, even though it was given to him without any witnesses, and even though, even it was sitting in Peter Parker's, patio for years and years and years, it doesn't matter. After all, we understand how it got there. Balakli ne'aman, Reuven is believed. Amotziyano somiyadu Uman. We can take it out of Peter Parker, out of Uman, away, back to Reuven's house. The Yishba Balakli has to sell Ta'anos. Now, obviously, Reuven can't just walk in any time and do that. He has to swear a Shavuot Heses, which is, as we said, is that rabbinic lowest grade Shavuot. Now, V'im lo ra'akli biyadu Uman. Let's say Reuven didn't actually see the Kli in Uman's possession. He just says he gave it to Reuven, to Peter initially. He says, Peter, I gave you this Parker pen to fix, and you did not give it back to me. And Peter says, no. He either says, A, I returned it, or B, you sold it or gave it to me. But either way, we don't see any pen And so therefore, Allah kuacho biyadi, the Ramah adds, or he's saying that I bought it from you even way, way back in the day, or I bought it from someone else, either way. There, Peter does have power. Why? Because, and also obviously great responsibility. Why? Because he can say, he has the ability to say, he has amigo. He could have said, lehadam. It's one of those expressions people say in yeshivish. It means, lo hayu dvarim me'olam. This never happened. Meaning, let's say the guy Reuven came over to Peter and said, hey, Peter, where's my Parker pen? And Peter says, listen, pal, I don't know what you're talking about. Please get out of my store. Then we'll believe Peter, because why not? So therefore, we'll also believe him for this. He is going to have to swear Shavuos Hasis, though. Fine. Now, extra thing. Let's say Reuven gave it to him with witnesses, and he passed it over with witnesses so that he could fix it. We still believe Peter if he says, if we don't see a pen. Why? Because now he can't say Lahadam, which means, as we said, Lo Yudvar Ma'olam never happened. I don't know what you're talking about, Willis. Rather, he can say, I returned it. Lafikach Nishpa Ha'uman has this Veniftar. Again, he can't say never happened because clearly it did. However, he can say, I returned it to you. Lafikach Nishpa Ha'uman has this. Therefore, he swears this rabbinic lowest grade Shavuot Veniftar and he's Pater. Now, this next line is a little confusing. The way the Gemara explains it, it's a case where the witnesses saw that he had it. Let me rephrase that. What happens, again, we said if witnesses see the Parker pen still in Peter's patio, then we do make Peter return it as long as Reuven swears. But in a case where we don't actually see it, we said we trust Peter. What about a case where they see a Parker pen and they're not 100% sure if that Parker pen is Peter Parker's pen or Reuven's pen? So then they saw an object. So you could think that maybe the court will make him take out that object so we can examine it and decide who it belongs to, and that will determine the case. But the halacha is no. Ve'en mechayv en osa lohotziakli. We do not force him to take out this object that they saw that we're not sure about what it is. If, however, vim hotzio, let's say they took out the kli, the pen, ho'ovanira, and now that we have seen it, now that it's actually been seen out in the public sphere, then Baal HaBayis, that's Be'ezras Hashem, but Baal HaBayis, because to be a real Baal HaBayis, to really appreciate the message of a bias, which is a Yid's role in the world, and the Rav Hirsch talks about this a lot, and we mentioned this in Shir a couple times, so that to realize your role in the world, as we spoke about on Sunday also, involves recognizing the Kadosh Baruch Hu's hand in what you're doing. So the Osteos Baal HaBayis is Be'ezras Hashem. Remember that. Remember this too. The Baal HaBayis can bring witnesses that it belongs to him because now we've actually seen the pen. The pen's out. We don't force him to take the pen out. But once the pen's out, he can bring the witnesses and that will determine whose Parker pen it is. Okay. And now Reuven can take it. Even though he gave it to him without witnesses. Witness free. Still he can do this. He can bring Adam now after the fact to say, hey, that pen that we all saw you take out yesterday for a walk. I don't know why you took a pen for a walk, but that was a bad idea for two reasons. Number one, it doesn't make any sense. And number two, now we saw the pen. Now Reuven can bring out witnesses that it's his, and Reuven can take it. Ad kan, if Bayes, wasn't that so nice? I think it was.